What can you tell me about? You told me about the first few sort of weeks or days in the at Fieldings. Can you do a little bit of a resume on how the other years of your apprenticeship went?
Yes, I was mainly looked after by Reg Corp, which is Ken's twin brother. Now, you may or may not know this, but when their father wanted them, well, Ken, actually, to become an apprentice at Fieldings, he went along and saw and had an interview with Jim Fielding. And Jim Fielding, when he found out that they were twins, told their father very directly that unless he could take both, he wouldn't take either. So although the father wanted just Ken to be apprentice, Jim Fielding insisted that he took both. And that was the case. And of course, in the early days, it was Reg who looked after me while I was on the capstans. That was very good to me.
So you progressed and you started on capstan. Did you work on any other machines, Les?
Oh, yes. Went from the capstans to the turret lathes. And although I must have worked a lot on the centre lathes, funny enough, I don't remember too much about the centre lathes. But in later years, my experiences on the centre lathes certainly stood me in good stead, because I don't know your knowledge of lathes are that good, but usually a fair size, medium size centre lathe has got a lead screw that's got a half inch pitch. Now then, in those days, of course, you didn't have what's called a Norton gearbox on the lathes. They were very early models. So you had change wheels on the end. And the change wheels could be a train of wheels. Now then, if you put a 40-40 combination of teeth wheels up on the end of the train, they would cut what the lead screw of the machine was. But if you put a 20-40, it would cut to either a half or double, according to which way you put the combination. Mm-hmm. And so in later years, it stood me in very good stead, because it was one of the features that allowed me to progress, because I'd learnt all about numerical numbers of gears and what you had to do to cut threads.
You started right at first principles then,
exactly.
Didn't you? Didn't you, Les? Yeah, yeah. So that obviously changing those, getting different combinations, that enabled you to cut different pitches of thread.
Mm. Yeah.